got a pocket full of sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's all mine. Oh, whoa. Do what you want, but you're never gonna break me. Sticks and stones are never gonna shake me. No. Whoa. I got a pocket full of sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's all mine. Oh. Slow me down.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Guess what? We have on the phone with us Israel Haas. He's the executive director of the Great River Road Visitor and Learning Center at Freedom Park in Prescott. And we are just darn excited to hear what's going on in the month of February leading into the spring. How are things in Prescott?
Well, deliciously cold. I love the cold. I think it was minus 15 when I woke up this morning. I know everybody's grimacing about that and complaining about how long the cold spell's been, but personally, I love it.
You do love it. Okay. Have you always liked extreme cold weather?
You know, I've always gravitated toward winter. It's my favorite season, but as I get older, the colder the temperatures become, the more excited I get. In fact, it's kind of fun. Here at Freedom Park, the cold weather brings the eagles. So we have had a tremendous showing of eagles this year because until we get really super, super cold cold weather like today and the last week and a half, the water freezes over. But normally, this is one of the only spots eagles can come to hunt fish. With at the confluence with the Mississippi River and the St. Croix River meeting beneath our bluff, all that turbulence created by the merging of the rivers makes it an ideal spot to watch eagles. We have 20, 30, sometimes 40 eagles all flying around fighting over fish here.
That is incredible. Can you actually see the water from your viewpoint?
You can. It's a beautiful place to come if you want to watch eagles. Bring your binoculars, bring one of those super zoom lenses on your camera. But the winter, particularly January through March, is absolutely fantastic viewing for waterfowl. They gather here and eagles find the open water. We have different types of swans, including trumpeter swans visible, mergansers, and other waterfowl. It's pretty fun. So for those birders, the birders already know about it, but a lot of other folks don't realize how beautiful it is to actually watch nature from Freedom Park during the winter.
You know, it's easier to see nature, isn't it? Because you can see tracks in the snow, and certainly you don't have the trees to block your view, so you can certainly see what the birds are up to as well. You know, the whole eagle thing is so fascinating because when I was growing up, you just didn't see very many eagles. And now, are they still on the endangered list?
No, I mean, they're definitely protected, but it's been an absolute amazing comeback for eagles. Yeah, that's huge. And we are one of those areas that is just right in a strategic spot for eagle restoration and rehabilitation. So we've seen a lot of numbers. In fact, from Freedom Park, a lot of people don't know this either, there are three nesting pairs of eagles within, actually four, I think, within about a three-quarters of a mile either side on the north and south and a little bit to the west. You can actually see one of the eagles' nests from our bluff. And we actually, years ago, this is about 10 years ago, We're working with the DNR and potentially putting in an eagle cam. That never came about, but there is an eagle's nest out there.
Well, I think we should maybe start a petition. That would be very fun to have an eagle cam.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, it's right on Prescott Island. We have our own eagle's nest right there.
So the nests, how big are they? Are they 5 feet big, 6 feet? Probably, or at least 4 or 5 feet.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they're 4 feet across. They can be 4, 5, 6 feet deep, weigh hundreds of pounds. Absolutely. They're just massive. So it's fun to watch them. Carpenter Nature Center has a pristine area where you can go and get right underneath the eagle's nest. You can watch from the ice. Of course, be very, very careful if you're out on the ice, but you can get right up close and see the eagles, see the nest, sometimes see their kill.
So what else is going on? Now, last time we were chatting in depth, we were talking about goats. That was so fascinating to me. Tell people about what you did last fall, and it's continuing. Isn't that true?
It is. Yeah, this is part of a 9-year restoration process for us. We are perched on a piece of globally rare habitat called the River Bluff Prairie. And so what we're working on doing is restoring this little piece. We just have a little tiny piece of the bluff, but it's really important because of how many people visit our center. We have people visiting in a normal year from all over the world. We've had 53 different countries come through our doors, people from every state. And so what we're trying to do is create, restore that bluff to bring back the native prairie plants, to create an ideal place for migrating birds as they are coming up from the south and going back home, getting out of Dodge during the winter. And goats just do a phenomenal job. This is the first year that we had goats on our property. Last fall, we brought 47 of them to the bluff. They did really quick work. We're here one day, and 8 days later, they were gone. They completely decimated the bluff, which is exactly what we want them to do, because we want them to eat all of the invasives like buckthorn and some other types of invasive woody species. And they did fantastic work. You can see some of that on some videos that we have posted on our Facebook page. They just completely debark the wood and will eventually kill the plants better than chemicals, better than mechanical, you know, using chainsaws and all those types of things. So we want to bring the goats back, because in order for that work to happen, in order for them to do their job best and really kill those invasive species, we need them to be here during multiple growing seasons. So we're going to be bringing them back after some of these plants start growing again, probably late June, early July, and then mid-fall next year to cover a couple of different growing seasons. We're trying to get rid of all the woody stuff, all the leafy plants, so that the prairie plants can begin growing. We seeded last fall. We'd like to see some of those coming up. Once the goats are done, we'll bring in the fire, and the fire is where the magic happens.
This is so fascinating to me. So these goats are actually specifically, they're not trained to go after buckthorn and stuff. They just do that. But this is a company that's all they do is go from place to place and help restore different fields, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. These goats, they are just naturally trained for it. They love the slopes. They navigate very easily on some very dangerous steep slope areas. And they particularly love buckthorn and some of the other invasive plants. They just gobble that right down. It's like candy. They prefer it, and they are up on their hind legs, bending over branches, honeysuckle, and eating all of the leaves and chewing off the bark. We keep them here long enough so they get hungry and start eating all the bark. So that's part of the goal. But yeah, they do it really, really well. We contracted with a goat contractor and also with an ecological services company to help us manage this in the most effective way.
And so they'll come back in the spring and then again in the fall. And then is that it for the goats? Then the fire happens?
Well, we'll probably have the goats for one more season, and then we'll be able to burn. It all depends on what grows up this year.
Okay.
So, and speaking of those native prairie plants, we're hoping to cultivate those native prairie plants and get them growing so that we have good material for burning in a safe, effective way. But we also have prairie plants that we, native prairie plants that we have been cultivating in our gardens. And a lot of people, when they come visit Freedom Park, they have no idea what they're looking at. Sometimes they think it's just weeds, but it's actually really, really important native plants. They're beautiful when they flower, but when they're not flowering, sometimes they just look like weeds. Things like rattlesnake master and yellow cone flower and nodding onion and golden alexanders, and believe it or not, even goldenrod is an important native plant. And so we cultivate those plants in our gardens around the building, and we are actually doing our first ever virtual event, our seed planting party, which is normally a really fun time in the middle of February. We're doing that virtually. So people who want to help procreate these plants and give native plants their full glory, love to give you some of our seed. And we want to pass that seed around and help you cultivate native plants. So you can find more information about that on our website or on our Facebook site or social media. We'll be doing a virtual seed planting party actually next week, next Thursday at 4. We'll record it so people can do, you know, connect in later and get some instructions on how to plant their seeds. But we have seeds straight from Freedom Park right here that we'd love to pass your way if you want to register for the free event, and we'll send them right in the mail to you.
We love that, and we certainly are very interested in doing that. So thank you for the information. We'll post that on our Facebook page as well. So you're celebrating 15 years this year. Tell us about that.
Oh my gosh, yeah, 15 years, and it's a big celebration. This Freedom Park, as people know it today, for those of you who are listening and you've been to Freedom Park, you know what a beautiful place it is. It's a beautiful, beautiful space that was originally Oak Savannah. It grew up a lot. 15 years ago, the whole park got a facelift, including our bluff, and the buildings were created, and it's just really beautiful. So it was a lot of work creating that, though. It took a lot of effort. There was a lot of resistance, believe it or not, at the beginning. Anytime you do something new, it creates questions, and sometimes people just aren't willing to try something new as they move into the future. So 15 years ago, we got funding for our building. That included federal funding. We launched Freedom Park as we know it today. So we want to celebrate that. It's been pretty exciting to be around for that long. And yet, of course, the footprint that we stand on here has been valued as a almost magical place where two rivers meet for millennia.
So what do you have planned for your celebration?
Gosh, we're working through that right now. But we will definitely keep everybody informed as we figure out exactly what we're going to do. We're definitely going to have a party, probably be a sunset soiree, because we love sunsets here. Sunsets are the highlight for us. And we'll have a number of other types of events that will go along with that, too.
Israel, tell us a little bit more about the new bike path, because that's going to change the way people are able to access all of the River Bluff and Prescott. And what's going on there, please?
Yeah, it's going to be super fun. The city of Prescott received a grant last year for riverfront improvements that include enhancing our downtown in Prescott and creating a much friendlier space for people to gather along the river and appreciate that view. But it also included funds for bringing a paved bike path up from downtown Prescott up to Freedom Park. So that will connect the trails all the way across from Point Douglas. There's a new bike trail there. Many of you hopefully have enjoyed walking that, biking it, running along it, taking your dogs for walks. And so now we'll be able to hopefully put bike stations up and certainly invite more people to enjoy the path from Freedom Park all the way across to Hastings and the connection on the trails that go up along the Mississippi and 47 miles of trails in Hastings. So we're excited about that. We just can't wait. We are partnering with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce and the Hastings Chamber of Commerce to hold a bike event in May that will start at Freedom Park in commemoration of the launch of the path. So we're excited about that. Again, more details will be coming out soon from all of those organizations, including ours. So that's going to be a really exciting amenity for our community.
And is this part of the Greenway Trail system or no?
No, it will be eventually connected into a broader plan that we're working on right now. So this is top secret. So
uh-oh,
everybody's listening here is listening for the first time. You're hearing it in public. We have a project going on in the Prescott area that is exciting enough and significant enough that the National Park Service, their division called the Rivers, Trails, and Conservation Assistance Program, agreed to devote two staff members, a community a planner and a trail expert, to help us create a new greenway and trail system. This would include natural areas preserved along this really important ecologically significant hub and flyway and at the confluence of these two great rivers. It would also include a system of trails. So we are just right at the beginning of formulating the vision, pulling partners together. We have the DOT involved. We have UW River Falls involved. We have the city and county involved. We have a number of private entities involved, a whole bunch of folks who are partnering to try to create something really new and exciting that that we think will probably have a regional draw once we're able to get things off the ground. Something of this magnitude will take a long time to actually complete. But if anybody listening wants to participate in it, you love nature, you love trails, you love snowshoeing, you love biking, you love running and hiking and walking your dogs, we'd love to be in touch with you.
We like that. And would you cross borders? Are you talking to a Minnesota person as well?
Oh, absolutely. Anybody who has a passion for that and who would love to be involved in this, by all means, reach out to me. You can email me or contact me, info@freedomparkwi.org. My name is Israel Haas, Israel like the country. You can reach out directly to me there or call me at 715-262-0104. Love to talk with you.
Israel, we love talking to you. Thank you so much. So much great stuff going on. It's a fun time. And we encourage people to get out because you are open, even though it's the winter. You're open for business, right?
The park is open. The building is closed still, thanks to COVID, but the park is always open.
We love it. The Great River Road Visitor and Learning Center at Freedom Park is a great place. It's in Prescott. And don't just take my word for it or Israel's. Get out there and check it out yourself. Thank you so much, Israel. We appreciate it. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
I got a pocket for the sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's all mine. Oh, whoa. Do what you want, but you're never gonna.